Thursday, January the 13th, 2011, Shavuot 5771. Day 5 before, Parasha Bashalach, when he sent. Exodus 17, 1-16.
Water from the rock.
All the congregation of the children of Israel traveled from the wilderness of Sin by their journeys, according to Yahweh's commandment, and encamped in Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses, and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test Yahweh?" The people were thirsty for water there, and the people murmured against Moses, and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt, to kill us, our children, and our livestock with thirst?" Moses cried to Yahweh, saying, "What shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." Yahweh said to Moses, "Walk in before the people, and take the elders of Israel with you, and take the rod in your hand with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb. You shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because the children of Israel quarreled, and because they tested Yahweh, saying, "Is Yahweh among us, or not?"
Victory over the Amalekites.
Then Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Choose men for us, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with Elohim's rod in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses had told him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. It happened, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone, and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held up his hands, the one on the one side, and the other on the other side. His hands were steady until sunset. Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Yahweh said to Moses, "Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under the sky." Moses built an altar, and called its name Yahweh our banner. He said, "Yah has sworn, Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." Acts 22. Brothers and fathers, listen to the defense which I now made to you. When they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, they were even more quiet. He said, "I am indeed a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, instructed according to the strict tradition of the Torah, teaching and instruction of our fathers, being zealous for Elohim, even as you all are this day. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. As also the high priest and all the council of the elders testify, from whom also I received letters to the brothers, and traveled to Damascus to bring them also who were there to Jerusalem in bonds to be punished. It happened that, as I made my journey, and came close to Damascus, about noon, suddenly there shone from the sky a great light around me. I fell to the ground, and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' I answered, 'Who are you, Adonai?' He said to me, 'I am Yeshua of Nazareth, whom you persecute.' Those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they didn't understand the voice of him who spoke to me. I said, 'What shall I do, Adonai?' Adonai said to me, 'Arise, and go into Damascus. There you will be told about all things which are appointed for you to do.' When I couldn't see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came into Damascus. When Hananiah, a devout man according to the Torah, well reported of by all the Jews who lived in Damascus, came to me, and standing by me said to me, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' In that very hour I looked up at him. He said, 'The Elohim of our fathers has appointed you to know his will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to all men of what you have seen and heard. Now why do you wait? Rise, be immersed, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of Adonai.' It happened that, when I had returned to Jerusalem, and while I prayed in the temple, I fell into a trance, and saw him saying to me, 'Hurry and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not receive testimony concerning me from you.' I said, 'Adonai, they themselves know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue those who believed in you. When the blood of Stephen, your witness, was shed, I also was standing by, and consenting to his death, and guarding the cloaks of those who killed him. He said to me, Depart, for I will send you out far from here to the Gentiles.
Paul's Roman citizenship.
They listened to him until he said that, then they lifted up their voice, and said, Rid the earth of this fellow, for he isn't fit to live. As they cried out, and threw off their cloaks, and threw dust into the air, the commanding officer commanded him to be brought into the barracks, ordering him to be examined by scourging, that he might know for what crime they shouted against him like that. When they had tied him up with thongs, Paul asked the centurion who stood by, Is it legal for you to scourge a man who is Roman, and not found guilty? When the centurion heard it, he went to the commanding officer and told him, Watch what you are about to do, for this man is Roman. The commanding officer came and asked him, Tell me, are you a Roman? He said, Yes. The commanding officer answered, I bought my citizenship for a great price. Paul said, But I was born a Roman. Immediately those who were about to examine him departed from him, and the commanding officer also was afraid when he realized that he was Roman, because he had bound him.
The Sanhedrin divided.
But on the next day, desiring to know the truth about why he was accused by the Judeans, he freed him from the bonds, and commanded the chief priests and all the council to come together, and brought Paul down and set him before them. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.